Purple's 20th studio album, Infinite, is now complete. Could this be their last album?
This is a great time to have your swan song, you know, and be proud of it. Let's just celebrate what we've done. But that's just me.
I have no intentions of stopping, but I don't know. It's funny when you start knocking on a bit and you think, I walk down the street, every now and again I hear a clang on the pavement behind me and something else has dropped off, you know, but nothing absolutely essential so far, so it's working pretty good.
When you got guys in their 70s and late 60s touring and just, but then again, there's an X factor. They're British. What is it about the British? They just are like the Energizer bunnies, you know, they don't ever stop, you know. Now, I think if a bus hit us head on, there would only be one fatality, me. The other guys would be like, did you feel something? Huh, where's the tea?
Personally, I hope this isn't our last album.
I thought the last one was the last one, but I didn't think we'd have another crack at one.
Purple, they keep coming up with new stuff all the time. They keep finding new ways to express ideas that are still strong to them after all these years. They still venture out and do new kinds of music, and so I would hope they keep making records, at least until they get bored. Then they should go and relax.
We love what we do, so it's difficult to say, well, let's end it. I think that will evolve with time, and I think dignity will play its part. There'll probably come a point where one of us will get too ill and can't carry on.
Well, I have aches and pains, but they're not musically created ones, you know. They don't affect what I have to try and do on stage. I understand with Steve's thing, where he's actually got bones rubbing together, you know. Although, you know, he's trying to do everything he can to alleviate that. It's not easy.
Another reason I'm real anxious to do this album, you know, well, I can't, I guess.
Steve made a lovely statement. He said, I want to be the last guitarist in Deep Purple. May not have been the first, but I want to be the last.
Still largely ignored by mainstream media, Deep Purple are probably the world's biggest underground band. They continue to play sold-out shows across the planet.
Kids are turning up to see us, you know. I mean, it's a sea of 18-year-olds when we go out. And you can see they're absolutely rapt by it. Like that.
How the hell did I get involved in this amazing music? You know, I'm just a simple songwriter, simple bass player, and yet this music is so powerful and complicated and unpredictable. And here I am part of it, and here I am part of it maybe 50 years later. That's pretty unbelievable to me.
I have feelings for Richie, I have feelings for all the guys that have been in the band. They're tough guys, they're humorous guys, they're great characters. And so Deep Purple is my family.
We do something in our format of music that nobody else does, and maybe can't do. So when it does end, there'll be a great void, you know, for a lot of people.
Whatever the future for Deep Purple, the band can rest assured that they have created a legacy of music that will carry on into infinity.